said before, then the Sharab Ray Ponim Badin, you know, when people started to try to influence judgment and so on, then, those who are whispering, you know, aces to the judge, how to judge, then Rabba Haron Af Israel, then the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's anger grew against Israel, then the Nistalko HaShchina, and the Shchina departed. Hashem Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Bekerav Elihim Yishpot, right? That God judges among the judges. In other words, God's Shekhinah is there when a judge, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, when Adon in Emes Lamito, right, if a judge judges a case truthfully, it's as if the Shekhinah is abiding with him, okay? The Sharabu, when they're increased, Achrei Bitzom, Libom, Olech, in other words, people's hearts are anxious in order to get more and more gain, more and more profit, then Rabu, then they're increased, to Omul Ra Tov, La Tov Ra. They're increased, those of Pasuk and Yeshayahu, those who say that evil is good, and those who say that good is evil. And Misharabu Omim La Ra Tov, La Tov Ra, and when these increase, in other words, those who call what is evil good and good evil, Rabu hoi hoi boilam, then there increased woe in the world. The Sharabu Moshe Harok, when there increased people, according to Rashi, it means that literally it means is that they lengthen the spittle from their mouth. But what it means seems to be that, you know, they show their contempt for society by spitting in public or something like that.
Mm.
Okay?
Very unhealthy.
Rabba Hayahirim. Then in that case, the proud increased, when Nismaatu Hatalmidim, and those who study Torah decreased, the HaTorah Choser Salam Deha, and the Torah begins looking to try to find people in order to study it. In other words, that we find, you know, again, a situation which is quite similar to one that we have today, that, you know, as people become filled with their own pride, then they neglect the study of Torah, they neglect the values that we have, and the Torah never it requires people, you know, begging people to come back to its principles again. Misharabo hayahirim, and again, when the people who are proud increased, is chilu benos Yisrael dinosei dinahirim, then in that case, Jewish daughters began to want to have only these people as their husbands. In other words, they're not looking for somebody with a good character or anything. They only want to have somebody who can treat them in the kind of style that, you know, they would like to be accustomed to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what they're looking for, right? The She'ein Dorena Roa Elefonim. Our generation, sees only what is external. They don't look for what is the internal, what is the character of the human being. Ain't he? Isn't this so? But Omar Mar, didn't one of the sages say, Haiman the Miahir, that somebody who acts proudly, Atilo a Inshe, they say Lomikabil, so even the people in his own family become disgusted with him if he acts proudly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Geva Yahir, below Yinveh, that a person who is full of pride cannot abide in his own home, in other words, lo yindeh afilu b'novei shalo, that he cannot live in peace with the other people in his own home. So they say, the yikora kovtso aleha v'sof mitzil aleha, says at the beginning the woman is looking, she jumps in order to try to get such a chosen, right? She wants to have somebody who can support her in,
style,
right? But finally, mitzalaleh, they become cheapened in their eyes, okay? Misharabo matile belai avale vatim, when they increased those who forced merchandise upon people that they should buy them. Apparently, I don't know, big business or something,
yeah,
right?
The price, yeah.
Right? So, Rabba HaShokhan, Batoyas Mishma. Then in that case, as a result of big business pressure, right? So, bribery increased, perversion of justice increased, right? Ufoskotoba. And goodness, in other words, welfare of society, that came to an end. Misharabu mekabloni tovosoch, umachatskeini tovisecho, rabu isha yosher bi eino yatseh. Okay. When they're increased, those who say, look, I'll do you a favor, and you'll do me a favor, right? Then in that case, they're increased, everybody doing whatever they feel is right in their own eyes.
There's your kaplani.
Right. And what do we find? We find that shpolim who people who were low are now raised on high, they're now big shots, right? The high bohim, and those who were previously, you know, the considered the highest people in society, hushpulu, they are lower. Umalchuso ozlo v'navlo. And the kingdom, in other words, you know, the Jewish people, they become more and more degenerate. Misharabo tzorei ayin v'tofei teref, when they're increased, those who were jealous of other people and those who are trying always to take advantage of somebody else, then rabu ma'amotzei halev u'ma'amtzei halev. Then that's really the way I have to read it. They're increased those who harden their heart, the kotze yodayim, and who also shut their hands, milhalvos. In other words, people stop wanting to help poor people by giving them loans. The Obru al Masha Kosev, and as a result of that, they transgress what the Torah says, Masha Kosev Torah, Hishomer Lecho Pen, it's written, Hishomer Lecho Pen Yeh Davor V'Liyal, Im Levavcho V'Liyal Lemor, you know, be careful that there is nothing evil in your heart, as to say, you know, that Kovash Das Shemitah, you know, that because Schmidt is coming, I refuse to give anything because I'm only going to lose my money. If I lend to somebody, I'll never see my money back, and so on. And then they stopped doing, they stopped lending. So, hard-hearted people increased because of the fact that people simply didn't want to help others as well. Misharabo Natuyas Goron, the Misakro Seinayim. This is a reference to a chapter in Yeshayahu, chapter 3 over there, where he speaks about the Benos Yerushalayim who live only for going around with the most beautiful dresses, you know, and with all kinds of jewelry, and have bells on their feet tinkling and things like that and so on. In other words, they live only for a life of luxury and display and so on. Then in that particular case, excuse me.
Yeah.
Misakro Seinayim means that they cause their eyes to look in a certain way. Okay? So that they're always looking, you know, to see which man they can attract by their display and so on. So in that case, I mean, once the women, in other words, began to concentrate upon this type of behavior, then in that case, Rabu Mayim Hamorim. Then in that particular case,
No.
Rabu means that there are more cases.
Oh, more cases.
Where husbands suspected their wives of adulterous behavior, and so they put them through the ordeal of the Mayim Hamorim. Ela Shapasku. But people stopped, that's all, because it became so commonplace that there was no point to it anymore, as we said, right? Misharabu Mekabli Matonos. The more that people received gifts, then their years became fewer. In other words, their lives became shorter. Of course, this is based upon a pasuk to say, "Misoni matonis yichya." Now, if a person refuses to accept gifts, literally he hates gifts. In other words, he wants to be independent of it. Then he will live. But these people all of them, they're all looking for handouts from somebody else, you see, so that therefore their lives will decrease. Well, today I think we may question to a certain extent. There are plenty of people receiving gifts and who live a long life.
No, well, I think what they're talking about gifts and maybe bribes, huh?
Right, right. Whatever. It's okay.
Well,
yeah.
You know, maybe refers to women.
No, not silly women. They're talking about men also. Yeah. They want a person to be independent, to be able to be self-sustaining and not look for gifts from other people. Okay, that's what raised interest. The Sharabas Huchi Halev, when people increase towards Huchi Halev, which means, you know, that their hearts were off someplace else, they didn't concentrate upon right living, okay? Then in that particular case, Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael, then Machlokas increased among Jews. In other words, Jews stopped caring for each other. They were more interested in arguing and fighting with one another because they were carried away by their own arrogance. This is really what he's trying to say. And here comes an interesting statement. Rabu Talmidei Shammai VeHillel Shelo Shimshu Kol Tzorkon Rabu Machlokas B'Yisrael V'Naaseis Torah K'Shtei Tomos. When the disciples of Shammai and Hillel, who had not really absorbed the teachings of their teachers properly, literally they hadn't served him at all, but they didn't really, you know, spend the time in order to understand what was Shammai saying, what was Hillel saying, but instead they simply seized upon this or that, then in that case Machlokes increased in Israel, right? And as a result, the Torah became not one Torah, but it became two Torahs. I don't have to tell you the modern parallels to this.
No.
I mean, I look back at the days when I was a student in the seminary, and I know the kind of teachers that I had, and when I compare them to the kind of people that were teaching over there today, we talk a lot, you know. And it's no wonder to me, you know, that conservatism today is so far from what it was to begin with originally, that it's as if it's another Torah. And of course, with reform, it's we have to say culture gain, all the more so. You know.
Well, not only that, the conservatives have now established their own Sanhedrin to make changes where they deem necessary.
Yeah, well, they have a law committee, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but in the law committee they have majority opinions, and no opinions, and as they get this.
Yeah.
All right, we'll complete with the next one. Misharaba Talmide, that I already did. Misharaba Mekabli Tzedokah min Oivdei Kochavim, and the more that Jews began to accept tzedakah from the goyim, then it says literally, "Hoyu Yisrael l'malo v'hem l'mato." Then the Jews became on top and the goyim on the bottom. Yisrael afonim, Jews in front, v'hem l'ochor, and the goyim in the rear. But in reality, they mean punkt fakir, except that they want to use nice language or euphemism, as we would say. You know, just as, for example, very often the expression Zona Yisrael means the Jewish people. It doesn't mean the Goyim. Okay?
Right.
All right. So, in other words, when Jews became so dependent upon others that they're looking for handouts from them, then in that case, Jews lost their own preeminence and became completely subservient to the others. And again, I mean, certainly as far as Jewish politics is concerned, we're always looking, you know, that to handle sich, you know, that we have to try to find favor in the eyes of the goyim. It's more important to us, and the result is, and how does the goyish world react to us? We're always looking to them, you know, for favors and so on and so forth, and we don't strengthen ourselves internally. All right, we'll stop at this point so that we are now 2 lines from the bottom of this dot, and we'll continue. You can see.